Kylie returns and places the candle in the center of the table, then lights it so they can go on with their supper, which is interrupted by the doorbell. "It better not be that delivery boy back for more," Francis says now. "I'll give him a real piece of my mind."
"I'll get it."
Jillian goes to the door and swings it open. Ben Fry is on the porch, wearing a yellow rain slicker. He's holding a box of white hurricane candles and a lantern. Just seeing him makes a chill go down Jillian's spine. From the first, she's been figuring that Ben was taking his life in his hands each time he was with her. With her luck and her history, anything that could go wrong would. She'd been sure she'd bring disaster to whoever loved her. But that was back when she was a woman who killed her boyfriend in an Oldsmobile. Now she's someone else. She leans out the front door and kisses Ben on the mouth. She kisses him in a way that proves that if he was ever thinking of getting out of this, he'd better stop thinking right now.
"Who invited you here?" Jillian says. But she has her arms around him. She's got that sugary smell anyone who gets too close to her can't help but notice.
"I was worried about you," Ben says. "They can call this thing a storm, but it's really a hurricane."
Tonight, Ben has left Buddy alone to bring the candles over, even though he knows how anxious thunder makes the rabbit. That's what happens when Ben wants to see Jillian. He has to go on and do it, no matter what the consequences. Still, he's so unused to being spontaneous that whenever he does something like this, he has a slight ringing in his ears, not that he cares. When Ben returns to his house, he's bound to find a telephone book shredded or the soles chewed off his favorite running shoes. But it's worth it to be with Jillian.
"Get out while the going's good," Jillian tells him. "My aunts are here from Massachusetts."
"Great," Ben says. And before Jillian can stop him, he's inside the house. Jillian tugs at the sleeve of his rain slicker, but he's on his way to greet their guests. The aunts have serious business ahead of them. They'll flip their lids if Ben careens into the kitchen, assuming he's about to meet two dear old ladies. They'll rise from their chairs and stomp their feet and turn their cold gray eyes in his direction. "They arrived this afternoon and they're exhausted," Jillian says. "This isn't a good idea. They don't like company. Plus, they're ancient."